Hello, it's Lucy Wright here, and this is the talk for Sunday, the 11th of September. So it's great that you are listening today as we carry on with our current series called The Big Story of God. Last week, Roy kicked us off where we looked at creation and how God created the heavens and the earth, the land and the sea, the sun, moon and stars, plants and animals. Which brings us on to our talk for today, entitled, I Am Made in the Image of God, where we're going to look at day 6 of creation, where God made man and he made man in his image. We all portray an image in life, and the coverage that we have seen over the past few days since the passing of our Queen has highlighted the profound effect her image of God has had on so many people. Her physical image is so recognisable to everyone, whether it be on banknotes, stamps, on coloured portraits, or even in silhouette. Everyone knew what she looked like, and through her, the image of God was recognisable through her life. Before we get to our reading, I wonder whether anyone has ever said to you that you looked like your parents. I've spent my whole life being compared to mine. When I was younger, people often said I looked like my mum, and even my Granny Ray, for those who knew her. People always said it was like three generations who looked very alike. More recently, I've been likened to my dad. Now, if you spoke to him, he would say it's because of the bald head and the stubble. And just the other day, someone actually said I looked like my dad in a wig. Needless to say, I'm no longer friends with that person. But I bet many of you will have experienced similar comments yourselves, where people have commented on how much you looked like your mum or your dad. It might be the family likeness is a big nose or dark hair, being tall or having freckles. Or maybe it's not physical likeness, but you have a very similar personality trait to a parent. Perhaps being patient or kind, or less desirable traits like a short temper or impatience. Mum often says I get all my good traits from her and all my not-so-good traits from my dad. I'll leave you to decide which you think is true. But whatever it may be, all of us will be like our parents one way or another, the image of them, whether we like it or not. But what does it mean to be made in the image of God? Well, today we are going to unpick what that means to each of us and see that actually being told we are the image of God is exactly what we should want to hear. So I'm going to read our Bible text for today, which is taken from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 28. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." So, what does being made in the image of God mean? How are we godlike? Well, the first thing to say is that unlike our earthly parents, we are not godlike by the way that we look. So we can't say, "Oh, look at him. He's godlike because he's got the same brown hair and blue eyes." So if being godlike isn't about the way that we physically look, in what ways are we godlike? Well, I want to draw your attention today to the three main ways that we have been created in the image of God. The first is that we have been created for relationship. The second is that we have been created to be creative. And the third is that we have been created with a conscience. So firstly, relationship. Our God is a God of love and relationship. Within God himself, there is relationship between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As well as this, all through the Bible, we read of God having relationship with his people, with those who choose to follow him, people like you and me. And we were created to be like him, to love and have relationship with God. So what does it look like to have a relationship with God? It's not meeting up for a coffee or watching Netflix together, but a relationship much deeper and more significant than that. To live in relationship with God means to be talking to him at every opportunity throughout the day in prayer. God is interested in every part of our lives and wants to hear from us all the time. He will never get sick of hearing your voice or your nagging like a spouse or a friend might, but he loves to be involved in every part of our lives. Living in relationship with God also means hearing and learning from him through reading your Bible and coming to church or listening to these talks. It is being purposeful about spending time with him and with other Christians. God wants a relationship with you and is always ready to welcome us with open arms. As well as our relationship with God, being made in the image of God shows in our relationships with other people. We will each have many layers of relationships in our own lives, with our parents, our spouses, our family, friends, neighbours, colleagues. And we have all been created for these relationships in our lives, and to nurture them is to live in the likeness of God. The second way that we are godlike is that we are all creative. In the first verse of Genesis, as Roy spoke to us last week, we are told, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, the sun, moon and stars, the land and the sea, plants and all living creatures, and of course, you and me. We have an awesome creator God who made all that is. I have been incredibly blessed with my science background to have researched and studied a lot of God's creation, from tropical plants to animal behaviour to the intricacies of how our bodies work. And I have to say that over the years, I have never stopped being amazed at God's creation. More recently, a few months ago, the young adults took a trip to the Lake District, and at the top of Gummer's How, we were all in awe of God's amazing creation. I'm sure you can think of times in your life when you've been in awe of God's creation. Whether it be a newborn baby, or a breathtaking view, or a medical breakthrough. It is so easy to take for granted the awesomeness of God's creation. It can be literally breathtaking, and we are called to do the same. Now, you may not be an artist like Picasso, bake cakes like Mary Berry, be an interior designer or a craftsman, but God has created each and every one of us to be creative in our own way. Each time you draw a picture, write an essay, bake a cake, name a dog, play an instrument, sing, or do anything else creative, you are showing that you are creative and made in the image of God. Now, this all sounds very nice and a real encouragement to know that we are all made in the image of God. But being made in the image of God brings great responsibility. If you call yourself a Christian, then your life is a window to the kingdom of God to non-believers. The way that we live, the choices we make, the things that we say, the things that we do, all should be reflecting God's character to all those around us. We have a responsibility to live in the image of God. We are the instruments that God will use to show himself to the world. And remember Sally's talk a few weeks back about Rahab and how God used her despite her failings? Well, the same is true for us today. Even though we are imperfect and we may not always be living in the image of God, God can and will use us if we are open and willing to being used. Which brings me on to my final and third way that we are godlike, which is that we have been given a conscience. That inner voice telling us what is right and wrong. God is holy, perfect and good. Everything from God and everything God does is perfectly good. I don't think any of us could say that about ourselves, that we are perfectly good. So how can we show this in our lives? Well, God has created us to know what is good and bad, what is right and wrong, so that we can choose to do the good and right thing. But don't be discouraged if you feel as though you are not living in the image of God today, or you have had times when you fail. There will be times when we spoil the image of God in our lives, times that we don't always choose the good and right thing to do, times that we don't focus on our relationships, creativity, and conscience. Sometimes they can be flawed, damaged, and broken. But that is normal. That is sin. All of us are human. All of us are sinners. And God knows that. God himself, by his very nature, is sinless and perfect. But we are not God. We are made in the likeness of God. For those of you who can cast your minds back to your English lessons, learning about similes, phrases using like or as, for example, Lucy swam like a dolphin. We are not expected to be God, but to be like God. That is a very different thing. We can never be sinless or perfect, have the perfect relationships, do the right and good thing 100% of the time, be as creative as God. But God knows that. And all he expects from us is that we try our best and that we come back to him each and every day. As humans, we often have the desire to control our lives ourselves rather than letting God take control. And I believe this is where we can misinterpret living in the image or likeness of God. When we take control ourselves, we are acting as God in our lives rather than acting like God. So when we try and control things ourselves, we are actually going against our design. And so don't be surprised when things don't work out as we expect. We need to live like God, but not as God in our lives. And this is why we need Jesus. We are not God. We are imperfect, and we will fall short and sin. But the joy of the gospel is when you believe and trust in Jesus' death and resurrection and live your life for God, God will forgive those times we fail. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, he will help us to live in the image of God again. Because living in the image of God doesn't just happen the moment you are born. It is an action, a purposeful decision that requires work and dedication. This week, many of us will be thinking about the passing of our Queen. She showed such work and dedication to her duty as Queen, but also to her faith. Her life was an amazing witness, and she pointed people to the image of God by the way that she lived. And we should try and follow her amazing example too. Over the past few days, I have been amazed at the many, many references to her faith in the news, on social media, in the paper. She has left a real legacy as a Christian, made in the image of God. And our lives should show the image of God too. Our faith, like the Queen, should be clear for all to see. We'll never achieve the likeness of God without God's help, and He is willing and eager to help us if we ask. So can I encourage you to start a new routine from today? When you wake up every morning, spend a moment in prayer asking for God's help to live in the image of God that day and to reflect Him in all that you do. Because when we do that, we are being purposeful in asking for God's help to be more like Him. We are inviting the Holy Spirit to come into our lives and seeking His help. And that is the best and only way that we can have a chance of living in the image of God each and every day. So when God created us, He made us like Him in three special ways. We have been created to enjoy a loving relationship with Him and with others. We have been created to be creative. And we have been created with a conscience to know right and wrong. These are some special things that make us different from the rest of God's creation, that make us special. And as you think about the amazing truth that God has chosen to make you in His family likeness, to be like Him, perhaps it will help you to see that you are precious, that you are important to God, and that you really matter. My prayer today for each of us is that we will take the responsibility seriously, and that what we will have a burning desire in our hearts to live in the image of God, so that we can show to all the world God through the way that we live our lives. To finish, I'm going to model a prayer that you could use each morning to help you be purposeful about asking for God's help to live in the image of God each day. Heavenly Father, thank you that you made me in the image of God, that you made me the person that I am, and that you love me no matter what. Today, I pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will help me to live a life that reflects that I am made in the image of God. Help me to strengthen my relationships, to be creative, and to choose to do the good and right thing. I can't do it without you, so I am asking for your help and guidance today. Amen.